This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Here with Bree and Fiona from Chicks Talking Footy, and our very special guest tonight is Peggy O'Neill. Peggy is an Australian lawyer, but since October 2013 has served as the president of the Richmond Football Club in the AFL. She's the first woman in AFL history to serve as a club president, and the Australian Financial Review has named her as Top 100 Women of Influence. As president, Peggy has overseen Richmond's 2017 Premiership win, the club's first since 1980, and Bree's been fairly excited about that ever since, as well as a successful bid for the AFL women's team, which is set to enter the competition in 2020. And of course, Richmond Football Club have recently announced their sponsorship of Victoria's LGBTI event Midsummer. So welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Peggy.
Thank you. It's good to be here again.
Now, Peggy, we haven't caught up since round one. So firstly, congratulations to you, the board, Brendan, and of course the players, and everyone at the club on winning this year's president, premiership. And I just wanted to recap a little bit. So in the book, I've had a chance to read the book A Season with Richmond, which of course was written about the club's journey this year, Yellow and Black. And you are quoted as saying that the reset at the club felt complete and positive, and that you felt that the club had hit upon a formula to get the club back into the eight, the top four, and maybe more. So how does it feel seeing all of those changes and the planning and the hard work come together to achieve the ultimate goal?
Well, it feels really good. I read that part of the book too, and I thought, gee, I sounded really smart, didn't I? When you look back with hindsight and you say, but at the time, and what was interesting about the book is it was written as we went along. It wasn't with hindsight. So it was, you know, it was as close to what was happening, what we were thinking as the season progressed. But you could also tell from the book and from lots of articles about how much work went into it for everyone. So to see everyone at the club who's worked so hard and all the supporters who have just stuck with us for so long, get some reward for all of that effort and all of that hope and belief. It was just, you know, my heart was bursting with pride and joy for everybody. So it's pretty wonderful when you finally realize a premiership after all that time. And I couldn't be happier for all the people who put such a big effort in making it happen.
Mm, and I mean, I'm obviously disclosed that I'm not a Tiger supporter, but certainly enjoyed watching the journey. I think there's not a Tiger supporter that'll ever forget that preliminary final and the roar that the crowd made against the Giants. From there, from the outside looking in, it seemed that the momentum was with the Tigers, and the preparation, I think, grand final week, just watching even at the grand final parade, the players really seemed to soak in the week and enjoy the week, whereas I noticed the Adelaide Football Club were very much more professional and businesslike in their approach. I tipped the Tigers to win based on that. Was it a conscious decision to do that, to soak it up like that?
Well, we wanted to have fun, and that's been sort of one of Damien Hardwick's watchwords this year, is we ought to be having fun while we do this. It didn't mean that you don't stick with your disciplines, but when you go out into a crowd, we have 75,000 members and many more of that supporters who are having the time of their lives, and you ought to be having the time of your lives too. Mm. And so you can't deny it. You can't go into the bunker and pretend like it doesn't happen. And I think we owe it to our supporters to be available and to be out there to the extent possible. So they very much thought, when we're at the club, we're working hard, and when we're out in public, we want to have a good time along with everybody else. And I think it did show they were pretty relaxed. When I look at the picture of them, their official grand final shot on the ground before the game started, they're looking pretty relaxed. I think that's the only word to use. And and like, we're ready to go. We're ready to go. Let's just get started.
Most definitely. And I think Bri and I were actually up at the Gold Coast recently at a conference, and the cup was visiting
we thought it's making a national tour.
Yeah, that's right. It's touring Australia. And we thought, oh, look, there won't be too many supporters in the Gold Coast, but there was hundreds of people that turned out. So we got to touch the actual cup.
Yeah, I saw those pictures in the queues of people waiting to see it, and I thought, well, it's been a long time coming.
So. Yeah, you've been starved for long enough, and now they're finally tasting the premiership joy. But what's it like for you, even being here in joy? I know people were approaching you and congratulating you. You know, seeing the joy of all the fans after a premiership win like that.
Well, sometimes as president, you sort of have to, within yourself, figure out how you feel and what it means. And I was, we'd set a goal and we made it. And then sometimes you do get a bit sort of businesslike about it, and you just go back to work. But the fun part is seeing all the people that has made so happy and to share a bit in their happiness. Sometimes I was saying to someone the other day, I said, you know, this happiness stuff is exhausting because you do your happiness and then you're happy with everybody else too. So, but I never tire of it. I'm happy to talk about Richmond anywhere, anytime. And as I've gone around the country for work in the last few weeks, I found Richmond supporters everywhere as well. And anyway, I'm just delighted. I'm delighted for everyone. And so many people have stories about what it's meant to them and their families, and the sharing of the experience, and how that's just something that's so important to them. So if they want to let me share a little bit in that, I'm more than happy to share in it as well.
I'm sure you'll be shouted drinks right around the nation.
Speaking of sharing, taking us back to grand final day, there was two favourite moments of mine, and one of them was after the final siren and watching Jack and Dusty give you a big bear hug on the ground, and then obviously watching your emotion and Brendan's emotion in the stands. So when did you think that Richmond had it won, Peggy?
I thought we would win before the game started. And maybe that's just sort of ridiculous optimism because Adelaide was such a good side. But no team that had beaten us during the season ever beat us a second time. And I thought Adelaide's going to have to play better than they've ever played to beat us that second time, because they really humiliated us in round six. Mm. So realistically, when did I think as the game went on, when we went into the half and we were 9 points up, I thought always if we're within touch at the half, we usually have held it together and we run it over. That's the way we played the best part of our game after we lost at Geelong for the Fremantle, the St Kilda game, the qualifying final, the preliminary final, is if we're within touch, we can bring it home. So I thought, we're ahead at the half, we're going to win, if I'd had any doubt before. So so that's when I thought, and I said something to Brendan, and he told me, don't you say that. And so I didn't. And so a bit of what you saw on screen was me saying, I told you so.
Also, I mean, keeping the best forward team in the league goalless in that second quarter, for me, was the big sign too.
Yeah.
If you can do that.
And they had won their preliminary final by turnovers and scoring from turnovers, and it was just cut to a fraction. We just didn't turn over the ball.
Mm. Yeah, it was very exciting. I got emotional myself. Not even a Tiger supporter.
But it was pretty good getting the hug from Jack and Dustin.
Yeah, that was probably a special moment.
Yeah,
we were on the turf that night and turned around and Jack Riewoldt's on stage.
Yeah, I know.
I missed that. I was going on doing business kind of things I had to do and get ready to appear at Crown and to present the team. And so I had to go home and do a few things and go to the club. But I saw on video, and they're saying, here's Jack Rewald. I'm going, he just played a grand final. What is he doing up there?
So it was the best concert we ever been. I'd ever been to.
He ever made Wikipedia on that.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, going to Richmond Football Club have made a decision recently to sponsor the Midsummer event, which is really the premier LGBTI event in Victoria, and really our gay Christmas, isn't it, Bree?
It's really a festival of it.
It's a festival
during January.
There's about 3 or 4 weeks of different events, but there's one particular major event that literally tens of thousands of us go to every year to celebrate. And in recent years, the AFL has done a lot to, excuse the pun, tackle homophobia. And recently supporting the marriage equality survey by changing the Yes logo. I know there were clubs that actively came out in support of that. And of course, there's the AFL Pride game that is now an annual event in the calendar. Why do you think this is an important, thing for your club?
Well, at Richmond, we've work hard to be seen, to be inclusive, not just to be seen, but to actually be inclusive, and to embrace everybody who wants to follow the Tigers and to feel like they have a home there. So this to us was just another step. We have the Golden Tigers as one of our supporter groups, and we were happy to endorse them. We also hope that they feel included. I think that they do, and that they don't see that group as something they need to do in order to fit in, that there's something that we support them just because they enjoy going to games and things together. So we see this as just another step in what we stand for, which is equality and inclusion and diversity. And it's a great event. Yeah. You reach a lot of people at those events.
Yeah,
and so we had been working on this for a while, and we knew during the time of the survey that we were going to come out and announce this shortly thereafter. So we just see it as another step in us taking a stand for equality.
Mm. And what's the club's relationship at the moment with the Golden Tigers, the LGBTI supporter group for Richmond? How do you see that relationship going forward?
Well, it's been developing over the last year. It was just a little over a year ago, I think, that we were made aware of their existence, and we've supported them. We've done a couple of articles on the website. We're happy to help in any way that we can and to give them some publicity if they're looking to increase their numbers. So so we hope we're forming a very close relationship and that they feel very much a part of the club, but always room for improvement, so we're here to listen.
Now, Peggy, what type of presence and involvement will Richmond have specifically at Midsummer?
Well, I think that's still being worked on with the programming, but it will involve the Premiership Cup.
Excellent.
And there'll be some footballs thrown around and things like that. But exactly what format it will be and which of the big events. But I think it's I think there are three of the major events that we've been asked to assist with. And so our events people are working on that. It's still early days, or it may be worked out, but they just haven't told me yet. But that's the last that I heard, that it was still being planned, but that the Premiership Cup will make an appearance and there will be football. So
there you go, Breezy. You might get to touch the cup again.
Awesome. You can't touch it enough before it goes into the cabinet. It's going to go into the cabinet soon, so you've got to get in and touch it before it goes in the cabinet.
Absolutely. One last question is, there's been some clubs have experienced backlash, for doing these kind of things, keep politics out of sport, all that kind of thing.
Mm.
What would you say to those supporters on the other side of that?
Well, I think that opening up the doors and endorsing equality and diversity doesn't mean you're diminishing what anybody else is. Mm. It's just being open-minded to say everybody who supports the Tigers has a home at Tigerland. So I don't see it as taking away to give to someone else. It's just making sure that everybody has equal access and feels equally important at Tigerland, because they are. And when people say, well, keep politics out of sport, well, sports inherently political. The Olympics are pretty political. Yeah. So I think that as long as there are people involved in sport, there's always going to be issues that we feel strongly about and that we want to take a stand on. And we have in other arenas, and this is just another one. And like I say, you can't say we're for equality and not support something like this.
Mm.
Well, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it?
And we certainly appreciate that support
and
as well.
Actually, and I've been quite visible in, you know, as a member and how proud I am of my club showing, you know, such support for our LGBTIQ community and through their actions. So, Peggy, I just wanted to say thank you for joining us today. And I said at the start of the season that... that as a member, I thought our club was in the best hands, and as the season's unfolded, I couldn't have been any more correct.
You're both psychic.
Yeah, I am both psychic, aren't we? So,
thank you.
So I'm proud, and everyone here at Joy is proud of the Richmond Football Club's commitment to diversity and inclusion. So thank you for supporting our friends at Midsummer and our LGBTIQ community. And Chicks Talking Footy next year will again be hosting the official Pride game broadcast at Etihad on June 9, and we'd be delighted if you'd join us as part of that discussion around diversity and inclusion. But yeah,
we'll get it in the calendar.
Yeah, we'll get it in the calendar. It's a long weekend as well. So thank you so much for joining us, Peggy.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.